عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before we begin, please join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for the departed soul of Hajjah Mumtaz Daya, the honorable wife of our honorable and dear brother Hajj Roshan Ali Daya. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. As-salatu al-mustaqim wa salatu al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim wala ad-dallin. Sadaqallahu al-'aliyyu al-'azhim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما سيدنا ومولانا وقائدنا الإمام المهدي المنتظر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In our series about the great women in the history of mankind, we speak tonight about another honorable lady who contributed through her sacrifice and her patience and her struggle, contributed to the enrichment of the entire humanity, and that is the wife of the patriarch, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife Hajar or Hagar according to the Torah. Hajar alayhi salam is an Egyptian woman. Some stories say that she was one of the daughters, one of the princesses of the royal family in Egypt before the time of Pharaoh. And then there was a war and she was captured, and then she was turned into a bond maid, Amma. Others believe that, according to the biblical account, that she was owned by the king of Egypt. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salam decided with his wife Sarah or Sarah, who is Palestinian, to travel to Egypt at some point in his life, Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife Sarah to Egypt. And this is according to the biblical account. It does not mean that it is 100% correct, because the previous scriptures had been tampered with and changed. Many of their verses, many of their chapters, many of their stories were changed. The old Torah is lost. The old Torah, we believe, the Muslims, the old original version of the Torah is preserved with Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. Same thing with the Bible. But then the Torah, which was among the people at that time, was destroyed when Jerusalem was invaded and the whole city was destroyed. So rabbis who gathered later on and they wrote the new Torah, they changed many stories. So the Torah that is available now in the market is not the original one that was possessed by Musa alayhi salam. So many of these stories were changed. So they believe that when Ibrahim took his wife Sarah to Egypt, Sarah was very beautiful. And the king of Egypt was impressed and fascinated by her beauty. And therefore Ibrahim did not tell him that this is my wife. He said to him, this is my sister, which does not make sense. A man like Ibrahim, the patriarch, the father of all the prophets, such an honorable man, such a divinely inspired man, would not tell lies and would not tell the king of Egypt that this is my sister. So when the king realized that this is his sister, according to the biblical story, he wanted to approach her in an inappropriate way. So when he touched her, his hand was paralyzed. He could not move. So he realized that this is a great woman, and what he's doing is inappropriate. He shouldn't have done that. So he said to her, according to the Bible, that if you ask your Lord to bring back my hand into life, I would honor you. I would protect you. So she prayed to God. So his hand became normal again. It was moving. So he tried to touch her again. And again his hand was frozen and paralyzed. So he asked her this time that I promise you, ask your Lord to bring me back my hand, my health. This time, not only I would not touch you, but I will give you a bondmaid, Emma, as a gift. So she prayed to God, and again he regained his health, and his hand was active again, and therefore he gave her Hajar. This is the biblical story. Of course, there is a reason to put Hajar down and to call her a bondmaid, because they want Sarah to be number one. And Sarah is the mother of Isaac. Hajar is the mother of Ismail. And of course, there is always this competition between these two wings of Isaac and Ishmael. So they say after that, Hajar was given to Ibrahim. Sarah, when she was barren, she could not conceive, she could not have children. She felt sorry for Ibrahim. She said to him when they went back from Egypt to Palestine, to the land of Canaan or Canaan, she said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, you can have Hajar, have her as a wife, so she might conceive. Muslim historians believe that Hajar was not a bondmaid. She was a regular person. She was a princess, and she was given to Ibrahim in Egypt. So she is Coptic Egyptian. So when he came back to Palestine, he returned from Egypt, he married Hajar, alayhi salam. And after a period of time, while Ibrahim was at the age of 86, so don't give up, my friend. He was 86. His wife Hajar conceived with Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail was born. Ismail is 5 years in some narrations. In other narrations, 12 years older than Isaac. When she delivered, when Hajar alayhi salam delivered this new baby, Sarah could not help. Could not help it, because she's found now Hajar has a baby while she still cannot conceive. And therefore there were some skirmishes. In the history they say ghira. Ghira is envy. Of course they say envy and sometimes jealousy is found in all human beings. Some people say it is found in women more than men. I don't know about that. But it is found in all human beings, even the great people. They say every human being has some share, some percentage, some residue of envy in him or her. Some people show it, they can't help it, they express it. Some people, they conceal it. So how do we get rid of that? Is it good or bad? Is it right or wrong to be envious? Is it right or wrong? Some people say, this is, you know, something inherent in me. I can't help it. When I was born, I was like that. Sometimes you find children who are as young as 6 months old, 1 year old, they become envious of their peers. So what do we do to this? Scholars, especially scholars of akhlaq, ulama'ul akhlaq, ethicists. Ethicist means ulama'ul akhlaq. They say that every person carries with him the seeds of envy. Every person, no exception. However, what modifies and mitigates envy and jealousy is faith, is iman. The power of iman. When you have deep faith, when your faith is fresh, is strong, when your faith is the one that drives you into this life, drives your actions, your behavior, your attitude, at that time you can bring it under self-control. You can crush it. You don't allow it to service. You don't allow it to knock you down. Only through the power of faith and iman. So Sarah, though she was the wife of the Prophet, and she's an honorable lady, definitely. No doubt about it. Because the angels spoke to her. And the angels gave her the glad tiding that you're going to conceive with a baby. قالت أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا. You think that I'm going to conceive and my husband is too old, عجوز. Ibrahim is too old. Maybe by that time he was almost 100 years old. Their answer to Sarah was, what was the answer? قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت إنه سميع مجيب. Do you wonder? Are you surprised from what God can do? This is easy for God. God created Adam from nothing, from dust. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When God can create a human being from clay, definitely he can bring a child from an old man, an old woman. So Ishaq alayhi salam was born after Ismail. So Hajar was with her husband in Palestine with her son Ismail. Then after that, Sarah was conceived, alhamdulillah, and she delivered Isaac, Ishaq. But then those two wives could not get along. They couldn't. Sometimes you resist, try to resist, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work in all cases. Because Sarah realized that now that Ismail has Ibrahim has a new baby, him and his mother are taking the attention away from her. And the issue of it, attention is very important, my people. People need attention. Men and women, they need attention. So she could not resist. And there were some skirmishes among them. So Ibrahim would come to his Lord and say, Ilahi, can you bring peace? Imagine peace between an Egyptian lady and a Palestinian or Israeli lady. Allah said to him, the only peace can take place when you transfer one of them away. Separate between them. If you put them in one place, there is no peace. So Allah asked him to make hijrah, yuhajir, to migrate, to take his wife Hajar and her son Ismail away from Palestine. And who was the guide? Who was the tourist guide of that trip? Who do you think was the tourist guide? Who knows the earth? Who knows the continents, the countries? Jibreel. Jibreel, at some point, he worked as a tourist guide. He did everything, alhamdulillah. So he took Ibrahim, his second wife, Hajar, and his first son, Ismail, from Palestine south to the Arabian Peninsula. Whenever Ibrahim passes by a place, green place, with the fruits, with the trees, with rivers, he will ask, Ilahi, is this the place you want me to go to? Allah says to him, no, not yet, not yet. You have to continue your journey with Jibreel alayhi salam. He passed by the second place, the third. He wanted to stay there. Allah says, no, I have a specific place for you. Ibrahim thought that he is going to go to a place, an oasis of trees and fruit and a green land and a beauty and good weather. But Allah said to him, I have a plan for you, different plan. So he brought him all the way to where? رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. No vegetation, no human being. A valley which is completely empty, a desert land, no water, no food, no vegetation, no trees, no humans, nothing. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّ. So he landed there. Ibrahim said, this is the land. You stay here. They stayed there for a few days. He brought with him a skin container of water from Palestine. He brought with him some dates as food and a drink to survive on this food and a drink. While he was there, Allah said to him, now you have to leave. Where? Back to Palestine. How about my wife and my son? Allah says, leave them here. So he conveyed the message to Hajar. He said, Hajar, my wife, Allah is asking me to leave you here with the baby and go back to Palestine. She said, are you serious? He said, I'm serious. She said, go and ask him again. Maybe God will change his mind. Tell him we can't do this. How do you leave us? Nobody is here. It's an empty land. So he asked God again and again and again. Every time he raises this question, Allah, do you really want me to leave my family and go? Allah says, yes, Ya Ibrahim. Yes. Aren't you my servant? Don't you work for me? Don't you trust me? This is imtihan. Imtihan. Imam al-Sadiq says, Ibrahim was tested 4 times. Each imtihan is more difficult than the previous one. Each one of them is tougher than the previous one. 4 ones. 4 very difficult tests. So when he passed the 4th one, Allah says to him, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Kalimat here means tests. Finals. 4 finals. Very difficult. When he passed all these 4 finals, God says, now you have achieved. Now you have achieved your goals. Now you are ready to be leader for mankind. Linnasi imama, universal leader. Because you passed the tests, these 4 tests with honor. So Ibrahim said, Ilahi sallamtu amri ilayk, I surrender. If this is what you want me to do, definitely I will do. Then he went to his wife, Hajar, and he said to her, this is what God wants me to do. No question about it. And no hesitation. Hajar being a believer, a wife of a prophet who learned from her husband, she said, وَأَنَا سَلَّمْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Me too. I surrender my life, my affair, to my Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was a very difficult moment, my friends. A man, an immigrant, who brought his family all the way from Palestine to Mecca, to Hijaz. He brought his family from a place which was lush and green, and there is food and habitations and people there, into a land, غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم, empty. And now he has to leave them and go back. And he doesn't know when his next visit is going to be. It was a very painful moment of wida' and farewell between the father and the mother and her baby. But he did this special prayers. A man who puts his trust in God, God is not going to fail him now. He said to God, فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. I left them in a place, in a land, no people are here. So make the hearts afida. Afida is the plural of fuad. Fuad means the heart. The heart, human heart, is called fuad. Even in the Quran, there is a reference to the heart as being fuad. Ma kadab al fuadu ma ra'a. The inner conscience, fuad. Faj'al afidatan min al-nasi tahwi ilayhim. Make the hearts of some people to be inclined, sympathetic towards them. وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And provide them with food. So he asked for two things. Number one, security. Emotional security. Because if you don't have emotional security, you don't enjoy your life. You don't enjoy your food. You don't enjoy anything. So first, provide them with emotional security. They would not be alone here. They can find some people who are going to love them and respect them and take care of them. This is number one. Number two, وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Provide them sustenance from the fruits, from the food in this land. And then he left. He left with peace of mind because he knows this is the order of God. After he left, the mother was alone. Yes, she had a little bit of water, but the water finished. She had a little bit of food, the food is over. And now the baby is thirsty. And this is a single mother now. Can you imagine a single mother in the desert? But she was able to succeed. Doesn't mean that if she's a single mother, she's going to fail. A single mother sometimes can raise her children better than the whole family if she puts her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the baby started to cry. He was thirsty. And she was in search of water for that baby in that desert, running between these two mountains, Safa and Marwa. Looking at the mirage, thinking that this is water, she runs towards it. When she reaches there, it's a bare desert. Then she turns to the other side. She sees another mirage. She comes back running, thinking that there is water there. And then when she reaches there, it's an empty desert. Seven times represents our struggle in this life. Why do we have to do when we go to Umrah and Hajj to run between these two mountains? This is symbolic, my friends. The symbolism of this is that in this life, if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to be successful, you have to struggle. You have to run. You should never give up. Don't give up. If you fail in the first time, go for the second time. You fail in the second time, do not give up. Go for the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. Don't lose hope in God. Ya ayyuhal insan. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي. This life is not free. Nobody in this life says, hey, this is money for you. You don't have to work. Stay at home. I give you money. I give you food. I give you... No, nobody is going to do this. God didn't do this for the prophets. For the ones that He loved them. Would He do that for us? He wouldn't do that for anyone. God says this life is the life of struggle and work. You have to search. You search and God will find for you. But if you don't begin searching and running, God is not going to help here. God says, I have given you intelligence. I have given you strength, physical strength, psychological strength. And you have to run. Don't give up. Don't be weak. Don't be weak. She was not weak. She was worried about her baby. He was about to die of thirst. But she kept running, running. And alone, can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Alone, nobody is there. Only the mother and the baby. And his voice, his cries are reverberating in that valley. And the mother is running. But then, after she concluded the first round of sa'i, of running between these two mountains, suddenly she heard a different voice. A cry that is mixed with laughter. She realized that something happened. She came to her baby. She saw the water gushing out under his feet. Allahu Akbar. Miracle. You know, Zamzam has been running for more than 4,000 years. Do you know that? Amazing. Scientists studied this. They came. Divers went down. It would never dry for more than 4,000 years. It's a miracle, my friends. You know how much water they take? The whole city of Mecca survives on Zamzam. With millions of people who go during the seasons of Hajj and Umrah. And still the water is gushing. So she started to say in her language, Zam, Zam, to gather the water. To gather it. Not knowing that this water, you don't need to gather it. It is going to run for more than 4,000 years. God answered her prayers. Imam al-Sadiq says, when you have a problem, keep knocking at God's door. Don't say, I prayed yesterday, nothing happened. Last week I prayed. 1 month ago I prayed. Keep praying every day. Keep praying every day. The door will be open. When you keep constantly knocking at the door, God will open the door for you. But sometimes it takes some time to test us as a test. As a test. So Allah answered her prayers. And they enjoyed the water first. There was a tribe passing by Mecca. They know this land very well. They know there is no water in this land. But this time when they were passing through Mecca, they saw some birds hovering above. And this is an indication of what? In a desert, when you see some birds hovering around, it means this, there is an oasis. There is water available in that area. So they were surprised. We go through this route, and the land is dry. Nothing is there. Why the birds are here? So they went to Mecca at that time. And they saw a mother and a baby sitting there next to that water. They realized this qabila, this tribe, which is named Jurhum. It's an Arab tribe, ancient Arab tribe. They realized that those two are special. Why? Because we've been going through this route. No water here. So why when a mother and her baby, little baby are here, there is a gushing water coming out of this well? Why? This means that those are special people. So they gathered around them. And they introduced themselves and they asked Hajar about her identity. She said, my husband left us here and he went back to Palestine. They said to her, we are your family. We are not going to leave you alone. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ. This prayers is continuous. I've said many times that people who walk to the shrine of Imam Hussein, millions of people, driven by what? By profit? By money? By what? They leave their businesses, they leave their kids, they leave their homes, they leave their lives to walk. Driven by what? by this prayers of Ibrahim, the ancient prayers. Faj'al afidatan, make the hearts of those noble people to be driven and attracted to those people. Ibrahim and his family and his descendants and his progeny, and Imam Hussein is the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ismail also being, you know, little baby, he found some kids around him. At that time there is no Toys R Us to keep your baby engaged. So they had kids and he started playing with them. He learned the language from them. He learned the Arabic language. Ismail before that did not speak Arabic, neither his mother Hagar. They learned Arabic in Mecca through this tribe. Allah gave permission to Ibrahim to come from Palestine to check on his family. Ibrahim came thinking that, of course he trusts God, but he doesn't know the details of the story, what happened to them. He comes and he sees a tribe surrounded, his family surrounded by a tribe. The son has grown up. He's playing with their kids. He speaks a different language. They have food, they have fruits, they have company. He realized that Allah fulfilled his promise to him. And that will deepen your faith. When Allah helps you in one of the episodes, then you're going to have confidence that God did not neglect you. God is with you. It will deepen the faith of a person who's humble. But if the person is arrogant, he thinks that this is my achievement. God has nothing to do with that. So Ismail alayhi salam grew up with this tribe and he married one of their daughters. On one of the trips of Ibrahim to this place, Allah said to him, now Ibrahim, now it's not just a family visit, it's a business visit. Ibrahim said, what do you mean, Ya Allah? He said, I want you to build a house for me here in this land. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. I want you to build the house. So Jibreel came and he shows him the place of the house. Because the house did exist from the time of Adam alayhi salam. But what now means we showed him the location. It means the location did exist. But it was destroyed during the great flood. So we showed him the place of the house. The remains that you have to rebuild this house in this very location. Imam Ali has something very beautiful in Nahj al-Balagha, Khutbah 193. He says, why God did not build his house, let's say in Syria, where there is fruits, good weather, you know, nice people, you know, different colors. Why he chose somewhere, neither the color of people is, you know, that attractive, nor the weather is good. The weather is always harsh. Nor the terrain is sympathetic and good. Nothing is, you know. This is what he says in Nahj al-Balagha. He says, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى اِخْتَبَرَ الْأَوَّلِينَ مِنْ لَدُنْ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. This is a test not only for us, the Muslims. A test from the beginning of the history of mankind. It started with Adam. Adam was the first one who built the house. And he circumambulated the house. He did tawaf. اختبر الأولين من لدن آدم صلاة الله عليه إلى الآخرين في هذا العالم, to the last person in this life, بأحجار, bunch of bricks. The house, what is the house? Only bricks. بأحجار لا تضر ولا تنفع. Neither it hurts nor it benefits. ولا تبصر ولا تسمع. Neither it hears. Neither it sees nor it hears. وَلَا تُبْصُرُ وَلَا تَسْمَعُ فَجَعَلَهَا بَيْتَهُ الْحَرَامُ الَّذِي جَعَلَهُ لِلنَّاسِ قِيَامًا. He chose out of this entire earth. Earth has many beautiful places, many beautiful exotic islands, mountains, green lands, lush. Orange County is one of them. You agree with me? When we have rain, it turns into paradise. Why he chose Mecca, harsh land? The answer is because if the house of God was in Paris, okay, in a nicer place, definitely people will go there for vacation. So their intention would not be on worshiping God and obeying Him. Their intention is, let's go enjoy the weather, enjoy the food, enjoy the this and that. But he said, no, I want my house to be in the harshest place. So when they people come there, they come only and only for what? For me, to pay tribute to me, for my ta'a, for my obedience. I'm testing them. And test is difficult. If God would have made Mecca in Hawaii, believe me, all people will go there. Every year, all of us will go. Caravans, you know, we will go there. Haj Samir Amini will lead the caravan. We go by boats, by airplanes. It's in Hawaii. We enjoy. But Allah says, no. I want it to be in a tough terrain. And even those who are there are bad. Their manners are bad. Probably the worst. To see whether you go there or you don't. It's imtihan. It's a test. It's a test. Then he started building the house, and Hajar alayhi salam was helping the father and the son. So the father and the son are the builders, and Hajar is the supplier, the helper. She would help her husband and her son to build the house. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا. This was their statement. This was their request all the time. رَبَّنَا what? تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Accept what we are doing for your sake. But then, my friends, the biggest challenge that Hajar alayhi salam faced, what was it? One night, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw in the dream, when he was in Mecca, that he's sacrificing his son. At the break of the dawn, he comes to his son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. He just had started enjoying the companionship of his son. He was 11 or 12. He would go out with his dad. His dad would talk to him, enjoy his company. Now, all of a sudden, God says, you have to present him as a sacrifice. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. I'm sacrificing you. I saw in my dream. فانظر ماذا ترى. I give you the choice. See what you answer me. This boy of 11, without any hesitation, look at the mother when she raises her son very well. This is the production. This is the production of the mothers. Good mothers like Hajar. Because she instilled in him the true faith, true patience, true patience. The mother was patient, and therefore she delivered patient children. Without hesitation, he said, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. You must do what you have been commanded by God. سَتَجِدُنِي. I promise you, إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. You will see me, one of the patients. God willing. So he took him without telling his mother about their destination. Early morning, he took his son to the desert outside Mecca, where Mina is today. And then the command came from the Lord, put him down and separate his head from his body. Ismail said, Baba, I have three requests. Before you sacrifice me, three requests. Request number one, I left home without saying bye to my mother. My mother is such a honorable mother.
patient. She was able to bring me up alone in this desert. You are not here. She sacrificed a lot. So please, when you go home, the first thing you do, say salam to my mother on my behalf. بَلِّغْ أُمِّي عَنِّي السَّلَامِ. The second request, Baba, I have is you have to tighten my handcuff. So once you are sacrificing me, I don't move. Because if I move, you are a father. You're going to delay the commands of God. So tighten my handcuff very firmly, strongly, so I don't move. I don't shake. The third is to put my face down. So when you put the knife to sacrifice me, you don't look at my eyes. Because I fear that if you look at my face and my eyes, again, the command of God is going to be delayed. I want you to be swift and fast. Allahu Akbar. A boy of 11 or 12. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When he put the knife to separate the head, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Ibrahim, this is a test. And you have passed this test with honor. In another verse in Surah As-Saffat, verse 101, Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We ransomed him with a great sacrifice. Now it has two meanings. The surface meaning, معنى الظاهري, the outer meaning, is that Jibreel brought a ram from heaven. And he said, Ya Ismail, do not murder your son. Ya Ibrahim, don't murder your son Ismail. This is the ransom. Murder this ram. The second ta'wil, the inner meaning, Jibreel said to Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, you don't murder your son. The real sacrifice is going to be the grandson of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hussein. Bidhibhin azim. The Quran does not speak about animals and say azim, great. Animal is animal. It has an animal soul. But when God says a great sacrifice, it means another great leader. Another great son of the Prophet. So Allah removed the sacrifice from Ismail and he placed it instead on what? On whom? On Abu Abdullah al-Hussein on the day of Ashura. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. He went back to his mother. His mother was happy to see her son back to her. They stayed there. Hajar alayhi salam died, and Ismail buried her with his own hands in Hijr Ismail, the place that is named after him. Hijr Ismail, that corner. There are many prophets. Some say about 70 prophets are buried in that spot, including the mother of Ismail, Sayyida Hajar alayha salam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al arwah allati halat bi fina'ik wa anakhat bi rahlik. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا وقرآننا في هذا الشهر العظيم واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.